the Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax, Johnson's Car New, and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Summer does seem to have arrived, and with it that welcome change of activities and the chance to be more out of doors. May I suggest that summer demonstrates some very important extra uses for Johnson's Wax? Take your sporting things, for example, tennis rackets, golf clubs and bags, fishing rods, baseball bats and gloves. Did you remember to protect them all with a coat of Johnson's Wax when you put them away? If you did, you'll probably find them in good condition, fit as a fiddle and ready for use. The wax keeps the wood and leather from drying out. Protects the metal surfaces, too, against dampness and dirt. Then how about your screen frames and your porch and outdoor furniture of metal or wood? If you haven't been waxing these things with genuine Johnson's Wax, you've missed a good bet. As a matter of fact, every one of these extra uses for Johnson's Wax has been suggested by a number of you in recent letters. Many thanks. And bear them in mind, won't you, next time you Johnson's Wax your floors, furniture, and woodwork. One good thing about the Sunday papers, if you're a slow reader, they last all week. And here in the living room at 79 Wistful Vista on a Tuesday afternoon, catching up with that little orphan, Annie, and that famous Dick, Tracy, we find Mr. McGee of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, boy, is this rich. Hey, Molly, you ever read Chief Wahoo?
Who?
Wah.
Wahoo.
Yeah, Wahoo. Indian character in the funnies.
Oh, yeah.
He's got an idea to set aside 1 week a year for the Braves to do all the work and give the squaws a rest, see? So old Moose Face, that's Butterball's husband.
Tell me, McGee. Huh? You know I like to read the funnies myself.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you do. Hey, here's an interesting article in the scientific section. It says, the way you feel is reflected in the way you look.
Well, that's a startling discovery. Anybody who's ever owned a looking glass knows that.
Oh, that ain't the point. It goes on to say, and I quote, the reverse is also true. If you look happy and healthy, you'll feel happy and healthy. Your body subconsciously reacts to your facial expression.
I must be a pretty picture of womanhood just before I sneeze, then.
Oh, the idea is that the way you feel good and be healthy is to act healthy and happy.
Oh, yeah.
Get your puss all fixed for it and your body reacts, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Act happy all the time and you'll be happy all the time. Yeah.
That, dear boy, is a lot of mulligatawny.
Huh?
The human race isn't built for it. Happiness should be taken in small doses. Nobody can be happy all the time, McGee.
Huh?
That's what makes merry-go-round horses so glassy-eyed.
Personally, I think it's worth trying. I think I will try it.
Oh, dear.
All right, George, from now on, I'm going to smile my way through life.
Well, you go right ahead, McGee. Be a happiness boy. At least it'll be easier on my nerves than it will be on your face.
Ah, you're a great kid, Molly. Always joshing me. You go ahead and be a pessimist. I got happiness enough for both of us. Yes, sir. Happy-go-lucky McGee, that's me. I'll be the greatest little tonic for a...
Now, if that's the man to collect the installment on the piano, just tell him to look happy and he'll be happy.
Oh.
Iron up and get the iodine.
I don't care who it is. I love everybody. Come in, come in, come in.
How do you do?
Hi, sis. Mighty happy to see you. Yes, sir, mighty happy. Just step in and get a load of the joy of living, sis. Make our house your home. We call it Contentment Cottage.
Since when, McGee?
Since just now. Sis, you look kind of careworn and worried. Don't feel like that. Be gay. Be cheerful. As you look, so you'll feel. Now you take me, for instance.
Yes, take him and don't bring him back till he has a good grouch on. What was it you wanted, dearie?
Lady, I'm trying to sell magazines. I haven't sold a single subscription today. I'm tired and hungry and almost broke.
That's because you haven't got the right attitude, sis. Things will come your way if you only look cheerful. Yes, sir. Laugh and the world laughs with you, and cry and you'll ruin your beer. that's what I always say.
McGee.
Huh?
Give the lady $3 and order a magazine. Oh. We need some magazines.
But Molly, all her troubles...
Don't tell me about her troubles. I've never seen any yet that hard cash wouldn't help more than a lot of soft words.
Well, okay. Here, sis, here's $3. Send us the Reader's Digest.
Oh, yes, sir, and thank you very much.
I like the Reader's Digest because I can read that in bed, and if I drop off to sleep, I know it ain't going to kill me if it falls on me. that's the way I look at things, sis, the cheerful side. Be cheerful, and things will come your way.
Oh! Why that?
Well, for the... Did you see what she did?
Hi, dear.
Slapped me right in the with that bunch of magazines.
Sure. Well, you're just lucky she wasn't selling the Encyclopedia Britannica.
But after we helped her. My gosh. Such ungrateful toot.
Look, dearie, you can't pour happiness onto people like it was a pitcher of maple syrup.
Yeah, but gee whiz.
If that's... you want to laugh merrily and dance around on the lawn in your carefree abandon, it's nobody's business. But don't try to sell everybody else on it.
Ah, that's where you're wrong, Molly. The idea is to spread happiness, like throwing a rock into a river. The ripples spread. I'm going to be the rock.
Yeah, and somebody's going to throw you in the river.
Well, everything happens for the best. That's what I always say is, yes, sir. One minor setback.
Turn on the charm, dearie. Here comes another victim.
Ah, good, good, good. Everybody comes to see old happy-go-lucky McGee. I must do something to people.
Yes, but nothing that a little bicarbonate of soda wouldn't settle. Come in.
Hello, kids. Mind to sit down a spell?
Why, of course not, Mr. Oldtimer. Sit right down here.
Don't look so downhearted, old sock. Cheer up. Snap out of it. What if the skies look gray today? The gray skies bring the blue skies bring the sunshine.
And sunshine brings flowers, and flowers bring hay fever. So just skip the inspirational lecture, McGee. What's the matter with you, Mr. Oldtimer?
It's Bessie, kids.
Huh? Bessie?
Your girl? You mean the one you're engaged to, huh?
Yep. Bessie's threw me down. Oh. I've been jolted.
You mean jilted?
Yes, but it was a jilt with a jolt, daughter. Here I was, derby over britches in love. Never looked at another woman. Well, maybe I looked now and then, but... Well, there I was, saving my money, taking Bessie to a movie 2 nights a week, always sending her a corset of violets.
Corsage.
Corsage. And what happens? She throws me over like a broken toy. That's what I am, kids, a broken toy. Passion's plaything. I'm desperate. I think I'll go home and hang myself, the carpet on the clothesline, and whale the bejunior out of it.
None of that now, old-timer. That's just self-pity. You gotta look for the silver lining. Nobody ever lost anything by being cheerful, my friend. Act happy and you'll be happy. That's the stuff. What if you did get tossed over? What's a woman anyway? Remember what Kiplinger says, a rag, a bone, and 12 bobby pins. Just think you might got married to Bessie and then found out she leaves the cap off the toothpaste tube. Why, you don't know when you're well off.
It's no use, Johnny. My heart's busted. Huh. I'm going to get me a job as a welder. As long as I'm carrying the torch, I might as well... Hey, who's that?
Who's who?
Where?
Going past the house out there.
Oh, that's some woman selling magazine subscriptions. She was just in here.
See, she's kind of cute.
Huh?
I just happened to think. My subscription to the American Boy expires next week. So long, kids. Hey there, baby. Wait a minute. I got a little property. Hey.
Well, what did I tell you, Molly? My cheerful attitude gave him a new interest in life. He's learned to look for the blue sky.
He has indeed.
Yes,
the hard way, too.
Huh?
There he is, flat on his back on the sidewalk. She conked him.
Huh? Oh, sure.
at the world through rose-colored glasses, and everything is rosy.
Hey, Molly.
Yes, Pollyanna.
We got any aspirin? I think I got a little neuralgia in my face.
Oh, you haven't any such thing, dearie.
I must have. My face aches all over.
Of course it does. You've been smiling that idiotic happy smile so long your face has gone to sleep. And how I envy it.
Oh, well, if it's only a smile that causes it, everything's okay. If we never have any pain, we'll never appreciate our happiness, I always say. Yes, sir.
Your happiness is going to be a beautiful thing to see when I tell you that Mrs. Uppington is just coming up the steps.
Why, that... Ah, Uppington. Ah, there's a fine woman. I'm very fond of Mrs. Uppington.
You are?
Yes, sir. Rich or poor, there's some good in everybody, I always say. Hey, did you get a gander at that hat she's wearing? Where does she buy those monstrosities?
We'll never know. It's a millinery secret. Come in. Hello there, Abigail, darling. What a lovely surprise.
How do you do, my dear? And Mr. McGee.
Ah.